Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Have you ever seen mythical creatures like griffins depicted in medieval tapestries? Those creatures with legs of a lion but wings of an eagle? Or the half-human, half-horse centaurs? Or that ever-popular curiosity, mermaids, the women of the sea, part girl, part fish? Well, the first time you see a claviorganum, you might feel like you're seeing a mythical creature. Part organ, part harpsichord, the claviorganum was developed in the 15th and 16th centuries, and it's this instrument that we'll listen for today on a couple of newly released recordings. A 2014 CD titled Ángeles o Calandrias from the Lindoro label offers a portrait of the instrument as it might have been heard in late Renaissance and early Baroque era Spain. We are hearing a keyboard piece composed by Francisco Correa de Araujo from his Tiento de Decimo Tono, printed in 1626. Don't let your ears fool you. The piece is performed by just one person on just one instrument, even though it sounds like there could be two of both. The claviorganum doesn't have its own distinct specific repertory, and the extent to which it was used, where, and for what purpose and how often, isn't abundantly clear, though uses have been documented, especially in cathedrals. The construction of the claviorganum was never standardized either. The few examples of original instruments or descriptions of them that are left survive in different shapes and sizes, with varying features and functions and abilities. The particular claviorgana we've been hearing has three separate manuals, or keyboards. The top one, which makes the harpsichord sound, the bottom one, which separately operates the organ, and in addition, a middle manual, which couples the harpsichord to the organ so that a single key can make both sound at once. There's also a 27-note pedal board attached to the organ that can be operated by the feet, as well as a tremulant or vibrato effect and a pretty rock and regal stop as well. The liner note of this disc explains how the performers chose music by 16th and 17th century Spanish composers for their recording. It's a sacred program, taking as its cue scholarship that supports the use of the claviorganum for Holy Week and for festal celebrations during this period in history, especially in royal courts and Spanish cathedrals in cities like Santiago de Compostela and Sevilla. Not only that, but a 1627 account documented the use of claviorgana along with bassoon and cornetto as accompaniment for singers in sacred concerts of motets and villancicos performed after Mass. And thus, we have the basis for this CD, a sacred concert of such texts and tunes loosely recreated. Mark Chambers and Javier Jimenez sing, Barbacela plays bassoon, Arna Rodon performs on cornetto, and Mark Chambers plays the claviorganum. Here's a five-part motet by Francesco Guerrero, Ave Virgo Sanctissima. The two treble parts are in canon with each other and performed here by countertenor and cornetto. Another 2014 recording with the title Après de Vous on the Lancelotto label offers another performance of this hybrid instrument. Unlike the three manuals of the instrument on the previous disc, the clavi-organum on this recording appears to have only two, and pedals are also absent. This is probably more the norm, at least in terms of what we know from surviving clavi-organa examples. In instruments like these, the two keyboards would likely be permanently joined together, and as a result, you wouldn't be able to make the organ part of the instrument sound without the harpsichord keyboard to do so. Here's a little sample of what the clavi-organum sounds like on this CD in a little piece called Longtemps from a suite performed here by Pierre Galland. The instrument he plays was built by Emile Chauvin and Quentin Blumenroder on a model first constructed in 1528. The selections on this recording all come from music collected and printed by Pierre Attagnat in 16th century Paris. Attagnat's success as a music printer stemmed from his process of notation, which required only one impression of the type. You might be familiar with another famous printer of the time named Petrucci. Petrucci's method of printing required a page to be put two times through the press, and though it produced a more refined result, his process was more cumbersome than that of Attagnat, who could turn out sheet music much more quickly and cheaply. The books Attagnat published had both sacred and secular works, works that church organists could use on the job, but also dance tunes and versions of popular songs. And though the songs included are all performed in their keyboard transcriptions, a nice surprise in the CD booklet is the inclusion of the vocal text from which these instrumental versions derive. Here's an example that you'll probably recognize, the very famous chanson Tant que vivrai. Pierre Galland again performs, joined by lutenist Thomas Dumford. Before we go, let's hear the clavi-organum just once more, this time played by the other performer on this recording, Freddy Eichelberger. That's it for this time. If the clavi-organum is a new-to-you instrument, I hope you'll enjoy exploring the recordings we've featured today. You can find links to the CDs and the performers on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and don't forget to visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.